right, and are expected to boost prices on cars, appliances, even groceries and toys.
At Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, the cost of some toys way up. A baby Bourne doll that cost $34.97 in March now costs $49.97, up roughly 43%. Last month, an Etch-A-Sketch cost $14.97. Now it's $24.99, a nearly 67% increase. Walmart's CEO had sparked Trump's anger by warning the president's tariffs would lead to higher prices. Walmart telling us the new price hikes are influenced by a variety of factors.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Members of the Boulder community to hold a vigil tonight following the firebombing attack that left 12 people hurt, the suspect facing a hate crime and attempted murder charges. Several people feared dead in a stampede outside a cricket stadium in India. This is ABC News. The Gaza Humanitarian Fund, set up by the United States and Israel, has paused operations at its distribution sites in the territory following multiple mass shootings that have left dozens of Palestinians dead. ABC's Ian Paddle in Tel Aviv says the Israeli army has shifted its statements about what happened between soldiers and the crowds desperate for food.
First of all, they said they fired near, not towards. Then an IDF spokesman admitted that they had hit some people, though he disputed how many people that was, accusing Hamas of numbers inflation. And then later in the day, they used the word targeted a number of individuals.
The Trump administration has announced it will revoke guidance to the nation's hospitals that directed them to provide emergency abortions for women when they're necessary to stabilize the mother's medical condition. The administration says it'll no longer enforce that policy. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. June is pearl and alexandrite birthstone month, so stop by Pamela's and see our amazing selection of pearl jewelry. Also great for brides that are coming up for their wedding. Save 20% for the whole month of June at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Sundays are now closed, but weekdays offer a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout. And don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Temperatures in the upper 70s with gradual decreasing clouds and mild conditions. Northwest to north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight, a low of 52. Very nice with partly cloudy skies Thursday and a high of 78. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of a light shower, a high of 75. And Saturday, 76 with isolated showers possible.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. Our morning show today focuses on the upcoming Richland County Dairy Breakfast at Schmidt Farms here in the Richland Center area. And joining us in the studio, we have Annette Lewis and we have Randy and Shelley Schmidt gracing us in the studio today. Annette, here we go. I think I mentioned earlier, this is your 44th radio interview about the Dairy Breakfast.
Yes, it would be. We've done some in here. I can remember 1 year we went out to the farm site and the young men that were in high school yet sat on 5-gallon buckets while they were being interviewed. So we've done it many multiple ways over the years.
Last year we were at Huff Nelson Farms and we were in their shed or their shouse there.
So. Yep. And we did it in there that was newly built. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, lots of fun. So here we go again. The preparations are made. A lot of the work is before it even starts, right?
Well, quite a bit of it is. You know, you got to get sponsorship. You got to get your product lined up. And one of the things I found this year that we've really never had to dealt with before was I called Westby Creamery for cottage cheese, and this was 3 weeks ago. She says, well, I'm so glad you called so far ahead. I said, oh, yes, we don't have enough workers to produce the demand of cottage cheese they have.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was something I found that we've never dealt with before.
So you're going to have it, though.
Oh, yes. All right. Better believe it. We got 120 pounds coming.
Because you planned ahead.
That's right.
How relieved were you when you found a farm? Because I know that's kind of a every on-year going process, isn't
it? Well, I have to tell you that Linda Kleppe has been riding this farm very hard to host it. Her husband, who has passed away, worked for them some, drove semi and feeds in and everything.
Various times over a long period from when he discontinued dairying to to after he went on the road trucking and then when he came back. So Burnell was just a longtime friend and a good influence for our farm.
Yep, and Linda said all along, we've got to get him to say yes. We got to get him to say yes. And I said, that's your job, Linda. So, I'm always relieved when a host farm steps up and hosts it.
No offense, Randy, but, you know, 44 years, what's taking you so long?
Lots happened in 44 years,
yes,
right? 44 years, I just graduated. I had, you know.
Oh, 44 years ago, exactly. A young whippersnapper back then. But have you been thinking about it for a little while, Randy?
I think we've always thought about it, but it's that first week of June, it's just so much happens and, you know, running a lot of crop acres and everything happening, and it's just the time frame, it's a little early for us in the season, you know. I wish it was more like end of June or something would work out a little better, but it's pushed us, it's kept us on point since like the 15th of March. So.
Yeah, right. Have you used it as a positive though, Shelley, to kind of push things along?
Oh, well, certainly. Well, you know, last September we had an event for La Crosse Diocese, and that was kind of the precursor to getting ready for this. So that helped us in many ways to get ready for this event. And yeah, it's always good to get things cleaned up, spruced up, and you enjoy how things look after it's done.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. You were in the studio last fall talking about the event for the La Crosse Diocese. Did that go pretty well?
It was a great, beautiful day. Over 400 people for a turnout. A lot of good comments. It was a great day on the farm.
Yeah. Since then, you've been doing a little bit of construction. We can see it from the road, but you got the new garage up over the last, what, year or so?
Well, the shop was done for when we did have our event in the fall, and now we're kind of moved into it now, so it's been working out real well, and it should make I think we can easily seat 1,000 people in there, you know, so it should work out well.
Yeah, hopefully 1,000 at a time. That'd be something.
1,000 at a time, for sure. Yeah,
that's crazy. Annette, I think, and when Marty was in here last, we were talking about that. When we have dairy breakfast right on the main drag on Highway 14, they tend to turn out pretty well, don't they?
Yes, well, we're planning on quite a turnout. That and the fact, the curiosity of how they milk their cows is, and I want to encourage people, we already got mini buses taking them up to the barn area, driving around the barn area. I'll get out by the parlor door or their office door, go up a flight of stairs, and you will observe these cows being milked, how they get on, how they get off of the carousel, and they'll look down over the top of it. It's just amazing. I've been there enough now that I'm the old farmer in me, yet I still would like to just sit there and watch them for a while because it is awesome. Shelley's office has a great big window, looks out into that milking area, and you see the cows going around, but you see their udders and their feet. And as a past farmer, that's the first thing you look at. And these cows are beautiful. The udders are just full and ready to produce.
There's a picture of the parlor on the poster, Andy, and so that's the first I've seen of it, too. How many cows are actually on that carousel at one time?
72.
72.
Right, and it takes about 8 minutes to make a round, and so we milk somewhere between 500 and 520 cows an hour.
Crazy. And
with four people in one floater, it's pretty efficient.
Yeah. The cows facing each other, that reminds me of like way back when. I think some of the old barns used to have that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Where they would throw the feed down in the middle. And
I think that social aspect really helps them, because if you notice, you'll notice them chewing their cuds, how calm they usually are, you know. And I think it's because they are kind of, they're all in a big circle looking at each other, and it's a calming effect.
And they also, it's interesting, you open the gate and they almost run to get to the parlor because they want to go for the merry-go-ride. And so, I mean, they kind of fight to get on, get their spot on the ring, and then they can look at each other and chew their cut. And the problem, after they're on there for a little bit, they get used to it, saying, "Oh, I can ride another time around." And so,
interesting.
Yeah, that's. But we try to not encourage that.
We have some rubber mats to try to remind them that they need to get off.
So they really enjoy it. It's a great
too
place
much
to
social.
Milk cows.
Yeah, get out of here. But that was one I was going to ask you, was about the learning curve for a cow. I mean, like when you first started, was it a little difficult to get them going in the right direction?
The first 4 days. A lot of pushing, and Ryan's got one bad knee, and probably the other just from the pushing. I mean, we literally pushed him on for a few days. You know, took about 6 to 8 milkings, and then then all of a sudden it unlocked in him, and then after that it was fun. So,
and then with the new heifers coming in, we put them in with older cows, and so they just kind of follow the next cow in front of them, and so that helps with training the new ones.
Right.
How do you milk? How many hours don't you milk?
2 hours. We wash twice a day. Every 12 hours we wash, or 11 hours, you know, we wash. And otherwise, it runs all the time.
That is just incredible. When you were growing up, what was the biggest tractor you had when you were a kid? Do you remember?
I think the first tractor I really remember that was big was a G900 Minneapolis Moline that ran on LP.
There you go. A favorite of our friend Ron
Fruit. And I think the dealer was in Biola. I can remember Hodgman. I didn't even know where that was. But, you know, I still don't know quite where it was.
That was a big town back then.
Yeah, right? It was happening.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then I see the fleet of tractors now. I mean, it's just, hard to comprehend.
Yeah, it's... things change. There's still the G900s out there probably somewhere, you know. I look at pictures of comparing our pack tractor to the ones we're using now, you know, when we first started, just in the last 30 years we've been using packing silage and stuff, and went to that bunker type thing, and I think the first one was in 1991 too. And so just the, you know, still the same technology, still doing it the same way. It's just bigger equipment.
I was going to ask you about that because I drive by and I see those packing tractors. That would scare the wits out of me. What's that like driving over that heap of silage like that?
It's something you just get used to.
Do you?
Yeah. 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 The piles, when we had the bunker walls, it was a little, to me, it was more because you get out on the edge of the bunker walls and it was straight down.
Sure.
Now you kind of... it's probably a false sense. You get lured into a false sense of security because you start making that pile and you're sideways and you don't really know it. But, you know, when you're on top of a 12-foot wall looking down, it's a long ways. But when you're on a pile that's 30 feet high, it's just, it seems okay.
I bet it does. Do you ever get out on the tractor, Shelley?
I don't do the bunkers.
No. So.
I used to mow hay and hauling loads. And haven't done that recently, but always enjoyed doing that.
Your role with the farm, though, you're in the office a lot, aren't you?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of work with employees. We employ over 40 employees, so I'm kind of the human resource person. And we do recently hired another secretary. Barb Rockway helps us with a lot of the data, with the paperwork and such, and running around and then. Doing meetings with employees, keeping up with the trainings with employees, and taxes and all that good stuff. Yes.
Yeah. And keeping track of the land. How many acres do you farm? Any idea?
Around 7,000, and some of it's double cropped, so it makes a. We do rye. We'll harvest 1,500 acres of rye this year. It was good. Everything worked out good for the farm breakfast because we were. First week of May, we were out there doing that and able to get it right back because we double crop it with corn. Just helps use up more nutrients and everything else, and it's good for our farm plan, and it's good feed for the cows. It works all good, but it makes an extraordinary amount of work in that tight frame.
How do the crops look here so far, Andy?
That rain yesterday never hurt. An inch a week is great, you know, but... We were missing a lot of degree days. We weren't getting those heat units at night, so things were a little slow, you know. I mean, we'd get warm during the day, but those 40-degree nights, just things haven't been... they kind of hit a wall, but now the last week, it seems like things... It'll even out, and I'm sure we'll get there by the end of the year, as always.
Yeah, you've been chopping a lot of hay.
Yeah, we had a lot of hay. Went early. You know, we do about... oh, about 1,600 acres of hay, and then we grow 5,500 acres of corn. We chop a lot of that corn for corn silage, and this year we added a few more acres. We bought another farm, and that will help. We'll have more raise more of our grain production, but everything we raise, we feed to our cattle.
Yeah. You're talking about all that hay. Can you imagine how many small square bales of hay that would be? Sounds like a lot of work.
The old 273 New Holland be getting a big workout.
Some of those windrows that are made, yeah, they would get a real workout.
Bigger than the baler.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, they are. Oh, most definitely. Well, what do you think, you know, when people come to the farm, I guess, you know, we're all a little bit curious, what do you think the biggest attraction will be? Is it the milking part? Shelley?
Yes, some people come and they look at it, it's like they could stand there all day watching it. It's unbelievable that, you know, the calmness of the cows when they come in. The cows come to the workers. It's great for being a worker. We have big garage doors, you have good air in there while they're working all day. It's, you know, you see that it's different from when I grew up, you know, we had a barn full of cows, and just the nutritionists that are involved now, the TMR that we have, like 7 to 8 different types of TMR that is given to each different segment of the cows, all the things that we do to help promote cow health is amazing. There's so many facets of what this county produces, just our, you know, the businesses that help support us, from the truck drivers to the veterinarians, to computer people, to with the technology. It's different from what we grew up on, and I feel it's an opportunity that people can come and see what we do. There's a lot of people that think they know what we do, but it's really nice to kind of put a face on what we do and what we actually do. So I think it's really an opportunity for people to learn what production agriculture is nowadays, and everything that we do to help promote environmental awareness and stewardship. If we wouldn't take care of our land, we wouldn't be here, and we want to be here for our next generations. We want to make the land better than when we first received it, and we need to eat, and so we need to tell people our message, give them a message that we are doing a lot of good things.
Yeah, it's surprising how many young kids don't know where their food comes from, right?
Right.
We do some school tours throughout the year, and it's amazing, like the parents that will bring the kids and such. It's like, wow, I didn't know this. So it's really a good educational opportunity for kids and for parents, because we're getting more and more removed from the farm. And I mean, it comes down, we all need to eat. So it's just, you know, it's to give our message so people can actually see, you know, this is where our food comes from.
Right. Do you kosher milk? You did for a while.
We do it occasionally. Mm-hmm. Some we've done, actually Foremost does some now too, and with Meister Cheese also we've done the ultra kosher, where we have rabbis right on the farm. So it's kind of another experience. You know, just we have a lot of things going on our farm. When you say what people are going to see and what they, I mean, you see that big pile of feed, and then you have to realize that it's going through all those cows and how many pounds of milk are leaving that farm the year. And now, you know, we're even taking the fiber out of the manure, which comes from all that feed they're eating, all the silages, and we're taking that out, and then now we're reusing that for bedding. You know, we'll be reusing it for bedding for our heifers and stuff. So the technology that we're using now, I mean, there's so many things there, and just how everything gets recycled at the farm. You know, we're recycling the manure, obviously. I mean, there'll be displays on that showing how it's growing the nutrients. I mean, this dairy industry, it's a big closed loop system. You know, it's they're eating the nutrients, they're putting it back in the ground, they're taking the milk. I mean, it's a kind of a modern miracle how this cow, you know, what this cow actually does. Plus now they're producing a valuable beef calf, a lot of them, you know, so it's more than just one thing. You know, it's a lot going on.
When you hosted the Farm Progress show, I think it was Farm Progress mm-hmm. Days at that time. How long ago was that?
2002.
Okay.
It was the last Farm Progress Days.
Okay.
They changed the technology the next year. So.
But speaking of technology, the things that were shown back then are probably antiquated in comparison, aren't they?
Well, where our dairy sits is where the parking lot was.
Yeah, right.
When we had Farm Progress Days, it's amazing the changes in the last 30 years, the last 50 years, you know, and it's been lucky. I mean, I'm old enough now that I can kind of remember. I mean, I do definitely remember the surge buckets, and yeah. My grandpa's farm, we marked on the surge buckets, and we had a neighbor that milked in De La Velle buckets, and they had a separate cloud. We thought, wow, that's why we need to do that. And we went to a pipeline, and we had a cloud. So, I mean, I've seen part of it, but I think a lot of people, you know, a few years older, the changes of the last 70, 80 years have been dramatic.
Can you imagine, Randy, how much more social time we would have had if you could have milked the whole herd in 8 minutes? You know?
That would have been nice.
Ran them on there, milked them, and got out of there.
I think about that many times.
I bet you do. Because, Shelly, you grew up on the farm, too.
Yes.
Yeah. How many cows did your parents' milk? Do you
Gosh,
remember?
Probably 100, mm-hmm. over 100, yep, in the Bear Valley area.
Right.
So, yes, I mean, you did your chores, but you liked to be involved in sports at school, so you didn't have to do as many chores. So
right.
So that was nice to get the milking done right away.
Yeah, that's why you went out for sports in that case. Get you out of something. Good memories. But I think, you know, growing up with that, and I think I talked to you about this last time, did you ever imagine that you're going to be a farm wife someday?
No, heck no. You didn't really know where life was going to take you. And I don't know, I remember when we first met, you know, afterwards, I was out mowing hay there.
Met when she was in college.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Good thing we never met in high school. It would have never worked. So.
Well, they say opposites attract, they say, so, right?
So yeah, I got involved, like, on their farm at our, you know, early, and it's been good ever since, so.
Yeah. Amazing stuff there, and you talk about the expansion of the farm. Were you out on the tractor one day, Randy, and you had this vision, you know, someday I want to milk 3,000, 4,000 cows, you know, and how did that happen?
No, I think you just, you know, we've never did anything that I didn't see happening somewhere else.
And, right.
And I think you just bring the technology back to the farm and things evolve. And as you make these bigger capital expenditures, it just, you see it becomes necessary to spread them over more cows. And you see the efficiencies in that. And you know, farming is a business, too. It's a way of life, but, you know, it's business, too. It's, you got to pay the bills first, and everything else, you know, comes after that.
Well, it had to help that you had a son that was interested,
oh,
too,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, Ryan, yeah. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing without another generation, Ryan, involved in things. I mean, that kind of dictated, while we're here, we needed to do something at home from, you know, from environmental standpoint, manure pit, you know, we had to make a big change. And when you start spending this, you say, well, what's the number that's going to work? And you plan, you meet with your professionals and your banker. I would actually say that it was our banker that encouraged us to, when we had the one dairy going in Bear Valley, he said, we need to get them combined, and we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the rest is history.
Of course, after he loaned me the money, he quit. He didn't get fired, at least. Yeah. No,
you what? Right. Randy and Shelley Schmidt in the studio, and Annette Lewis. We're talking about the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast. When we come back, maybe a little bit of dairy breakfast history, and we'll talk a little bit more about this big event coming up on Sunday on the morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
June is Men's Health Awareness Month. Consider this your reminder from the Richland Hospital and Clinics to call your doctor. Yes, even if you're feeling great now, it's important to check in. Preventative medicine is the best medicine. Your provider should check your blood pressure, lipid panel, weight, and glucose, even if you're feeling good. It's important to establish a healthy baseline. Call for an appointment today.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
It's dairy breakfast season in the state of Wisconsin, and we're focusing on Richland County's event coming up Sunday, June 8th, this weekend, 7 until 1. Annette Lewis, how about a little history? Where was the first dairy breakfast held?
The first one was at Ray and Sylvia Schmidt's, and they had been to one or two, and at the time, we also had a former Allison Dairyland in the area, so she helped us. Karen Schaaf. So, and it kind of started out that the extension did it, and we met a round table like, and it was, I bet you, 25 of us at that time. And of course, none of us knew what all, how many people. And we had it on a Saturday. The first one was on the farm at Schmitz's here, and it was on a Saturday. And we were able at that time to get a lot of business owners to come out and actually serve it. So that helped a lot. But we used flat griddles. We didn't have the round griddles yet. It was a downsized menu. We didn't have the yogurt yet in the community. We didn't do cottage cheese. So it was basically pancakes, applesauce, the pork links, and curd and sliced cheeses with ice cream. So it was a modified menu at the time, and it was a Saturday. And then after that, we switched to a Sunday because we found out we could get more workers to help serve it by having it on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What made you step up there with all those people to be, well, I'll help coordinate that?
The people at the time?
They kind of push you into it? Or
well, what happened was we were a very active Russian County Farm Women at the time. And so Russian County Farm Women took it on. And some of it might be I was young and naive then, 44 years ago. And the other thing was I have a heart for farmers. We grew up farming, milking a stanchion barn, going to a parlor barn. My career changed. I worked with DHI Milk Testing Lab for a couple years, and then we weren't farming any longer either. So went into daycare, which has been very beneficial because I could get those kids to help come out and serve and help on the dairy breakfast. So,
oh, sure. You recruited right there. Yeah,
and families. It wasn't just daycare kids. I mean, John and Cheryl McNerlin have been there probably about every year, and he's our electrician, and Cheryl does a lot of running and picking up product. And now they're bringing their grandkids the last couple of years have come to help with setup. So the breakfast has really been a family supportive event. Not only people bringing their families to the farm to see the farm, that was my mission, was to get people out on that farm, walk around, talk about it, ask questions, and actually see where your product comes from. And also, you know, a lot of the senior citizens could tell them how farming was, and they could understand that, or the value of raising healthy animals, that you produce more with healthy animals that give these wonderful diets and everything.
You still have 4-H groups and FFA people help you as well?
Oh, yes. We have 4-H groups, FFA groups, the Key Club's coming and parking cars from Richland Center. We can use any kind of group. And we also turn back and give them a donation for coming out and helping. I'm still looking for some helpers if anyone wants to come out and help. We get helpers from... Shriver sends us some helpers. We get some help. Foremost has been wonderful. They, of course, send their milk to Foremost. Several of those people are not only have they're doing all the butter this year, plus they're donating cheese cubes for the cheese trays. And several of their workers are coming in and out. And prime example, I have to tell you this. When I was doing daycare, I did daycare for James and Carrie Honer. They have 4 kids. Their oldest son is John, or we called him Johnny, and I still do. He is a supervisor at Foremost now. And he helped me, I don't know how many years, with the dairy breakfast. And what is interesting, and I've seen it again this year, these kids who I started out in elementary, middle school now, some in high school, these middle school kids know my schedule better than I do. You know, Briggs Maxwell, middle of last week, says, okay, you know, Cisco order comes in on Tuesday. We got to get it to the farm. And sure enough, I had 3 young men helping me unload and load up. They did the unloading because, like Randy said, it was 2 trucks.
Yeah, I see that big supply room full of food, and it's like, they're going to eat all this?
Yeah, they will. They will.
I hope not.
Save some for you for later.
I think when Annette talks about the people, you know, the generational thing, and I mean, that's the really good thing about production egg in Richland County and the livestock. I mean, I just wrote down some notes about thanking my landlord for renting their land to us. Obviously, I said we run a lot of acres, and we own a lot, we rent a lot. And they see that value of egg production of what livestock brings to this community. And they see that, and they believe in you, and they believe that you take good care of their land, and that's what they like to see, because they know what Annette's alluding to. When we keep these kids back in the community, we keep these jobs here, that's what this farm breakfast is about. It's about keeping the community going, and it's about keeping these jobs here in this community, because that's what really makes Richland County, I think, great. All these jobs related to egg production. I mean, and that's what it's a celebration of that. This mm-hmm. is, you know, what it's about. I mean, these people, I mean, farming's 24/7, 365, but there's a whole lot of other jobs, and you can't train people on that. They learn it, they've lived it, and they yeah. just expect that, you know. They know you don't work an 8-to-5 job. They know, you know, they know it's out there, it's real, and life is real, and it happened, things happen, and you just go with it, and it just gives you a better perspective on things.
Well, in our county, you take a look, what would it be without Shriver's, yeah. Foremost, L Camp,
Grassland now,
yeah. isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got that many producers of egg product yeah. going out of this all over the United States.
It's an amazing thing to have that kind of, we take it for granted, and now we see, you know, plants are being built in other parts and the investments are being made. Don't take this for granted, people. Things change, and, you know, we have to keep up with our efficiencies and everything. What we have is truly special here, and we hope to continue it, but, you know, we're going to go through on your radio show in the morning the other day, that guy that comes on, the baby boomer, 70% of the land in the country is owned by people myself, my age and older.
Yeah.
And it's going to transfer in the next 10 to 20 years. And how they do with that land is going to dictate what happens. And these committees, don't take it for granted. Things change. It can move to other places. What you want with your land, you know, is going to dictate what egg is going to look like in this community in 20 years. It's going to change fast, because obviously we're not going to all live to be 120.
No. Can you imagine, Randy, where it's going to go in 20 years? Look at the last 20 years. It's amazing.
Well, I hope we still, you know, I hope in 20 years we look and we still see a lot of what we have right now in place, you know, that I really do, because I think it's truly something special.
Mm-hmm. I should also mention our surrounded county. We get our cheese curds from Carr Valley up at Lime Ridge. We get cheese from Meister's in Muscadet. And if anybody wants to go and look at Muscadet, the development that's in there right now, they got an eggplant, they got a cheese plant, they got other plants, and Meister's is constantly growing, and you can buy Meister's cheese all over. Mm-hmm. So that is something that's really good. And Organic Valley is another one in the area. Right. And yeah. we get product.
We have a lot of processing.
Yes. And Organic Valley donates product for the dairy breakfast, too.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I know that we talked a little bit about the tour of the parlor. Shelley, one of the things you wanted to push was the fact that it is handicap accessible, isn't it?
Yes. So we're fortunate. We have an elevator up at our parlor. So anybody who has issues with steps, no problem at all. We'll get you up to the second floor to overview our parlor.
Get a chance to look at that. So certainly rewarding for you, too. You know, when you look at, you look back and you look at the future, too, because you've got kids and grandkids on the farm. It's a great place to raise kids, isn't it?
It's a great place to raise kids. We're real fortunate. We have, now we have three little girls on our farm. Ryan and Chrissy have three little girls. And the older ones are 5 and 3. And we just met them today with Daddy and Ryan, and they were going to the farm and help clean up today, and they're just gung-ho. They'll come down to the farm and they love going,
plant
riding
corn,
the tractor,
like planting corn and chopping.
They kind of fight with each other, who gets to plant corn with Grandpa today. And
they keep track of each other, who, if they're getting, one's getting more time than the other.
And, and they have their farms picked out, and Lily gets this farm, and Addie gets this farm. And that's truly, yeah, it's what it's all about, is bringing the next generation to value the land and what we do.
Yeah, they keep track of their cab time, then, in other words, right? Wow, that's something.
We should strongly recommend using the bus system. I know some of you may have to backtrack to get on the bus, but if you get on the bus at Rockwell, they'll bring you right down and you'll get right off the bus by the shop where the food is at, where the educational tent is at, and where the minibuses will be to load up. Now, we do have limited parking on the farm, and we'll have ATVs, UTVs bringing you from parking up to where the serving area is. We do have limited handicap parking near the shed. For people who want to come, we will get you get where the food's at. And the other thing that we need to recommend too is that we did bring back the pedal pole this year for the kids, and that will start at 10 a.m. and that will be on the east side of the shop, all set up ready to go for that. Kinchies will take care of that. In the educational tent, we've got Richland County Dairy Promotion. We'll have three tables of dairy information. Foremost, we'll also be having a booth there. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will have an informational booth. The Regional Crop and Soils Educators, which is UW-Madison Division of the Extension, will also be there informing people of feed and what goes in these cows and a lot of other items there. Suicide Prevention of Southwest Wisconsin will be under there. Shelley, what's the name of that one?
So we're also, on the farm, we have a ColaQuick system that actually pasteurizes our colostrum before it's given to our newborn calves. And they will have a booth there kind of showing what they do and what they do with that.
Hmm. Fascinating. I had no idea that even existed anymore. Yeah. Yeah. What is the benefit of that?
So it helps prevent disease. Uh-huh. If there was from the cow, sometimes there's hereditary diseases that can be transferred.
You want to get
the
them good antibodies and nothing else to those calves in the first few hours. So
and the cleaner you can give the colostrum, the more goes into the gut lining. Actually, the bacteria, if it has colostrum, can fill up the pili in your gut and prevents the good nutrients from going into the blood. And so that helps promote that calf and a good better start.
Gets them off to a good start.
Yes, that microbiologist is coming through.
I was going to say. So. She must have done well in science class.
She did well in school. I just farmed.
The brains and the looks behind the operation, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
They always say marry out.
Yeah. So,
that's a good one.
But I think a lot of people, getting back to the manure, and a lot of people are going to be fascinated by that. That fascinates me about how you get the fiber.
Yeah.
Talk about that process.
Well, when you think about what the cow uses on that, you know, what they don't use. I mean, that's a two. So also taking out that fiber, that also solves another thing maybe. So you reduce the amount, like on top of these pits, you get a thicker crust because that's what that fiber does actually. So it rises up.
Okay.
And so by taking that fiber out, it gets rid of that crust and that helps in the methane mitigation. So it reduces, actually it's reduction of methane too. By doing that, we're taking out, I don't know, Ryan could explain it, but
it takes
equivalent of metric ton.
1 metric ton per cow per year of methane out of the environment.
Yeah.
Or the air.
That you're removing.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, you know, we talked about, you know, if anybody ever notices our farm, we like to keep the farm, you know, green. We like to keep something growing as much as possible. That's why we use so many cover crops and stuff. And, you know, we'll plant 4,000 acres of cover crops a year or two back on our corn ground, and plus keep the alfalfa growing. But, you know, that also reduces carbon emissions, you know. So, and it's good for soil health, and plus keeps your uptake, keeps your nutrients in place to prevent them from leaching and things like that, because our end of the county is a little on the lighter end of the county, and you do everything you can to build soil, and it's just, I like to see that, and we make good use of it. It's not only feed, but good fertilizer too, you know, when it breaks down, it helps sustain during periods of drought and stuff. So
you really have to follow a lot of regulations, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're KFO, we're highly regulated, and that's why that uptake of nutrients is so important. We can apply, you know, we sample in 2-acre grids, and we sample, you know, every other year we have to have soil samples on all of our per regulation and, you know, submit to the DNR for water quality all the time. And to make sure that we're not having a buildup in the soil. So you're like phosphorus is one of the main ones that they look at, but you're held to a certain standard. Once you go over 100 parts per million, well, 200's, you know, that's it. You can't apply anything. You know, you have to keep it under that. So, you know, we move it around. Like, we have many different farms, and, you know, we try to spread it and watch that very closely. And I can say that we have very few farms that are even close to 100. Most of them are, you know, in a good range, you know, very good range. Mm-hmm. So
I think people are going to be fascinated. You'll be available for questions, both of you, right?
Yeah, I think
a meet and greet.
Yeah,
yeah. sign in pictures and things like
yeah.
that.
So we're having 4 tour buses, and then on each of the buses we'll have a speaker that'd be affiliated with the farm.
Right.
And then Ryan will be up at the parlor, and we'll be discussing, telling the operations of what happens at the parlor and such. And we'll have a history booth in the educational tent too, family history. And we'll talk about the nutrient cycle of the cow and such. And then the rest of us will be walking around, and yeah, we love questions.
That's awesome.
Also in that educational booth, we're having live bull calves. Yeah. So people can come and touch and feel them. And the other area, that tent will also have Walk with Grace will be there. Head Start will be there. So I encourage everybody that tent will set off to the right-hand side of the shop area. So there will be right across from each other. But we want to encourage everybody to go through the educational tent, too.
This is probably, I'm guessing, the first dairy breakfast where you've actually got buses and guided tours. I mean,
yes,
That's
yeah.
a great
well,
feature.
Well, and that's something that has taken more steps working on it, is because we really don't want anybody up there walking around the barn the pit area.
It's such a large footprint.
Yes.
and entails, and for safety and everything else, you just have to
be safe.
Keep it safe. Yeah,
yeah.
You have to, you know, because there's so much there.
And the bus, what they'll do is take you up around, show you different areas, and then take you to the parlor, let you out. Then they'll turn back around, bring some more up. And when people are ready to leave, they'll load up and come back down. But be sure to use the bus services. Don't walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And basically, there's no uphill walking or anything like that if somebody's concerned about that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it works well. Anything else, Randy or Shelley, you'd like to add this morning that we didn't discuss? It's been a fascinating discussion.
No, it's fun to be part of this process, I guess. It's amazing that Annette's 44 years on her team, that she has her team, what they've done. And then when you start seeing the sheer scope of what's going on, it is a lot, and it's going to be, what, from 7 to 1? In 6 hours, it's all going to be gone, you mm-hmm. know, on Sundays. So it's a lot's going to happen on Sunday morning.
And Annette, when do you start with? I know you've got a crew that comes in, picnic tables and all kinds of things
to
move around.
Oh, yeah, we started kind of moving in yesterday.
Okay.
I told Shelley it wouldn't be till Wednesday, but I had forgotten about the Cisco order coming on Tuesday. So anyway, yeah, today there'll be a lot of activities. And I have to thank the Ithaca community, because the picnic tables are being organized by Andy Nelson and his crew, Mitch Regal, and I think maybe Lucas Umpihound. And because these picnic tables we've had for many years since Farm Progress days, and they have to be put on with a skid steer on a trailer. And they are heavy. And taken off and then put in place in the shop area. So that's one crew. I've got another. We have a semi-trailer with equipment and supplies in that sits at our farm. and Colton Clary's bringing that in. We also have another trailer, which if anybody out there has a 24-foot trailer that's in good condition that doesn't cost me an arm and a leg, we need to replace our 24-foot trailer. Ron went out and pulled it out this morning. Oh, it's got a flat tire, you know. It's got this, it's got that. It has issues, let's put it that way. But we've had it over 20 years, and it was used when we purchased it. And it holds the other equipment. We got two round pancake griddles in there. We got coffee maker, bins and bins of stuff, electric roasters. So, yes, that's one thing I do need help with eventually is getting a different trailer. Then the youth of Ithaca is awesome, just really awesome. They come back every year. They grow up. Well, I got two young men who come back every year, and last year they said to me, and they both graduated from high school now, or either starting their careers or going to school, and they said to me, well, we'll keep doing it and as long as you do it. Well, then I saw one at the baseball game this week. He says, when are you retiring? I says, I don't know. So anyway, I've been very fortunate with family, friends, and new families over the years who have helped contribute, because this isn't just a one-woman show. This is a community show,
yeah.
And that's what helps a lot.
Well, hopefully you don't retire for a few more years. Yeah. I say shoot for 50 and beyond, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Phil.
Well, thanks for all you do, Annette. And Randy and Shelley, it's an honor to have you in here. I know you got a schedule, a busy schedule this time of year, but thanks for coming and spending some time with us.
Been our pleasure.
Shelley, anything else you wanted to add at the end?
So here? I just wanted to say, I want to also thank Annette and her teams to put this on. It's simply amazing.
Yeah.
Come out and support the Dairy Breakfast. Visit with the neighbors and friends. See what we do on a daily basis, what we're about, and enjoy your day on the farm.
Indeed. This Sunday, 7 until 1. Thanks, guys.
$5 a plate.
Ooh, you can't beat that. Annette Lewis, Randy, and Shelley Schmidt in the Morning Show studios today.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
¿Se busca un hogar seguro y asequible? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ya sea que esté alquilando o comprando, le conectamos con opciones de vivienda de alta calidad y a precios accesibles que se ajustan a sus necesidades. Todos merecen un hogar seguro y estable. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo o visítenos en línea para obtener más información. Looking for a safe, affordable place to call home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Whether you're renting or buying, we connect you with quality, affordable housing options to fit your needs. Everyone deserves a safe and stable home. Let us help you find yours. Call 608-647-4949 today or visit us online to learn more.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client